This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and that number brought to you by ProXPN. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Derek J.
And Mark.
And we will, of course, take your calls about anything. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. We open with a piece from theonion.com.
Okay.
We're out of Ferguson, Missouri, ahead of a grand jury's decision over whether to indict Officer Darren Wilson in the shooting death of unarmed black teenager Michael Brown. Police in the city of Ferguson have reportedly heavily increased their presence this week to ensure residents are adequately provoked. Quote, we've deployed additional officers throughout Ferguson in order to make absolutely certain that residents feel sufficiently harassed and intimidated, unquote, said St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar, assuring locals that officers in full riot gear will be on hand to inflame members of the community for as long as is necessary. Quote,
just to let people know, The Onion is fake news.
This sounds believable to me.
It quote, certainly does.
It's absolutely essential that the people of Ferguson have full confidence that law enforcement is committed to antagonizing them every step of the way, unquote. At press time, the Missouri National Guard was on standby with tanks and urban assault vehicles in case Ferguson residents required additional incitement. So,
wow.
It's yes, The Onion is a satire website. However, sometimes the satire can strike more accurately, I think, than the mainstream media can. I do have a mainstream media version of a Ferguson story. Apparently, the verdict, at least from the grand jury, has been reached. You know, I guess they returned.
But they don't know what it is.
True bill, no bill. I think is that what
right.
comes back from
it's
the
not
grand
guilty
jury?
Or not guilty.
Right. So they'll come back with their decision. Apparently, it's going to be announced at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, so we can talk more about, you know, what's going on the ground in Ferguson, Missouri.
But there's claims that it's been leaked, right?
Yeah, I thought it's already been announced.
It's been leaked.
I have not seen the leak. I don't know what the
claim
is.
That it's already, I have to look. But
it's not hard to predict what's going to
no
be.
No bill.
I don't expect they are going to bring him up on charges. But I just think it's interesting, this Onion piece, because it really captures, I think, what the police, the effect that they have on people, or that they can have on people, especially people who are angry about something. For instance, we went through the riots here in Keene, New Hampshire a few weeks ago during October, during Pumpkin Fest. It made international headlines. You may have seen the stories, and if you were listening to Free Talk Live, you heard quite a bit of coverage about this. But when you talk to the college students, when you talk to the people who were on the ground during these riots and you ask them about how the police handled things and did the police's presence calm things down or did it make things worse, from what I saw, the interviews that I saw, and I looked at all the video I could from the Pumpkin Fest riots, it seemed to me like the common refrain from the people who were down there was that the police escalated those conflicts, and they escalated them unnecessarily. There were obviously some troubled young people who were doing damage, but the argument was that had the police not been going around kicking people out of their homes, they were having parties. Pumpkin Fest is this big gathering. There's thousands of people that come to Keene, and hundreds, if not thousands of those thousands, come to the college neighborhoods, and they have parties, big parties, you know, parties with people likely spilling out of the front door of the house. I mean, that kind of size of a party. But apparently what had happened was the police had come by with riot gear and with paintball guns that have these, not paintballs in them, but pepper balls. So when they explode on impact, it sends, you know, some sort of amount of pepper out into the air, some sort of gas-style pepper. I'm not sure exactly what's in the pepper ball, but, you know, it will affect an area area upon its impact. And it makes things very uncomfortable. I saw video footage of the young people having the fronts of their houses shot up by the police. and them choking.
Pepper balls, you mean?
Yes, shot up with pepper balls, and the young people choking, and very, you know, obviously a very uncomfortable thing that you don't want to be around after a pepper ball explodes. So the police are coming
you
by.
You also feel really disempowered in that circumstance. You're like, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Because consider that a party may be going on, and many of these units are duplexes or something like that. The police pepper ball your neighbor's unit, and mm-hmm. you get run out of your house in the process. That when you can't do anything about that.
I don't know if you're inside, if the pepper ball is going to affect you. I don't
know the specifics either. But I can tell you that when somebody uses some sort of aggressive force against you, whether it's justified or not from that person's standpoint, and you can't really sort of do anything about it, you didn't come to the conclusion on your own, then you feel disempowered, right? And disempowered people do all kinds of stuff. I'm not saying that at times that pepper balls shouldn't be employed, but you have to consider the consequences when you do.
Well, intentional or not, it seems like in both the Ferguson cases and the Keene Pumpkin riots, the police have done a terrible job managing the crisis. If that's their responsibility, you know, is to keep peace, they're doing a bad job at that. And yeah. Using violence in both cases, just not a very creative solution. And I say that they're doing possibly the worst job that they could be doing because you said they're releasing that information at 9 p.m. Well, if they're correct. Worried about riots, what time would be best to release that information?
I would say 9 a.m. or 6 a.m.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think 6 a.m., maybe midnight, maybe everyone's asleep or
midnight.
Something. Who knows? 9 p.m. is probably the worst time.
Midnight is going to be more likely people are going to be having sort of alcohol-fueled systems at that moment.
Could be.
So I would say early morning hours.
Early morning makes a lot of sense. Yeah, but
it almost seems like they are ready to rock and roll here.
Yeah.
So, I think that, you know, the police are, at least in the case in Keene, and probably as we'll see in Ferguson, are not trained to de-escalate situations. And if they were trained, then they've been retrained because it seems like they made things worse here in Keene. That was the opinion of the young people that were down there that experienced it. They said, I had heard someone say that if the police hadn't broken up those parties, that there wouldn't have been hundreds of people in the streets roaming about.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you know, they shot up these parties and or threatened people, you know, showed up and said, look, you got to get out of this house or we're going to start arresting people.
At least at that time they were contained. Right?
Correct.
They were in the houses.
In different houses. And then they just broke up all these parties. And so
let's get all these people together in the streets.
Drunken partiers who were then pissed because their party got broken up by the police. That's no fun.
Yeah.
So now they want to get revenge on the system and the police, and so they start pulling signs out of the ground and they start throwing bottles because they're bored. They can't go in and, you know, go to another party because they probably think they're going to get kicked out of that too.
And was it raining for part of the time during the riot? I believe at the time when they were kicking the students out, it was raining.
Yeah.
So that's another insult to injury. Like, I'm going to pepper ball you in your helms to make you come outside, and then you're in the rain.
They could have gone, home. In any case, these people were there
to party. Yeah, they were indoors already. They were forced outdoors.
It was, 1 o'clock in the afternoon when the crackdown started? I don't know what time it was.
I thought that you said...
I went down there around 6, but as from what I heard, they started kicking people out of parties. Around 1, and then you started getting these roving people who had nowhere to really go and who were continuing to drink, and you know, it just they made the situation worse.
Yeah, and then they've got a bunch of open container violations, right? Because you're
right.
Pushing people out of their parties while they're still having fun and drinking. They're going to bring their cup with them, and then you've got a bunch of citations too.
What the value to this is that everything I've heard from in Keene is the police did a great job. And I suspect that people are simply repeating what they hear,
mm-hmm.
because there's always ways
to be... There's a sign down the street from the studio that was like, thanks, KPD.
Yeah, that probably the best way for police to learn is to see where the mistakes were made, mm-hmm. and to try something new. Like, this is how you get better. And
they tried something new this year, and it made things worse, in my opinion, because previous years had also had parties that were, you know, wild and loud and all that. There were a lot of people here for Pumpkin Fest in 2013, but we didn't have the same police response and therefore you didn't have the same kind of police state situation, which no doubt amped things up. I mean, they had a helicopter up there with a loudspeaker that was pumping out a warning to people that you better get out. This was at night. This was later on. You know, you better leave the area or else you'd be subject to being arrested.
Talk about a show of force.
It really was. And then you've got multiple incidents that I saw on video. One of them I saw in real life where they were stopping people from going in a direction for no reason, just because they set some arbitrary boundary up. They would stop people, and if they kept going, they'd arrest them for that. And so, again, just arresting people unnecessarily, shooting people unnecessarily, shooting at homes. So we'll see how Ferguson goes. We'll give you an update from there here in moments. 855-453. If you're on the ground, we want to hear from you, too. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Announcement expected on the Ferguson grand jury decision later on tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So as we learn more about that, we'll certainly let you know. Apparently, there are protests already beginning and allegedly growing, according to a Reuters story. We can share more about that with you. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Feel free to reach out to us in that way and get yourself some free coffee, a free pound of coffee, over at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's great coffee from BuzzBox, shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. Plus, not only is it competitively priced with other high-end coffees, they also do something special that you're not going to find anywhere else, I don't think. Free Talk Live and BuzzBox and Kiva.org have teamed up to provide microloans to folks who are living in pretty tough parts of the world to give them a chance to make a better life for themselves. You can help with that by just getting some great coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. Get on the auto ship program and get your first month free. You just pay the shipping costs. It's really simple. And then, of course, you can cancel any time. But if you stay on board, every 10 listeners that signs up at coffee.freetalklive.com, for every 10, we can fund one new microloan to help make a better life for somebody somewhere in the world. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. We'll talk more about Ferguson here in a moment. We've got the pizza guy in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live, pizza guy via Skype.
Hey, guys, I've been wanting to call in for a while and kind of touch on a topic. I don't know if I can explain it clear enough, but I'll give it my best shot.
Okay.
I've been wanting to touch on the idea that maybe there's no bad guys. And, you know, that is to say that I think everybody has the best of intent. I mean, obviously, there's people who are crazy in the head, but, you know, then they think it's best for them to rip someone's head off and eat the insides, right? But I think the idea is that we can never really know what other people are thinking, and so that we always have to just kind of assume the best of intentions. What would you think about that?
I absolutely agree with this point. I've constantly trying to instill this in my son, Jack, who, you know, through the consumption of media as it's out there, has the opinion that there are good guys and bad guys. And he's 6 years old. And to him, bad guys are things that you kill on video games or in, you know, a cartoon or a show or whatever that they, you know, this is the other side. And I'll use terminology like esteemed opponent and, you know, things like that in order to get him to realize that, because this is, it's a crutch. It's a mental crutch that people use constantly. I don't know, it may very well be inborn in us that there are good guys and bad guys because that's how we had to operate in dealing with roving bands of other human beings that would kill, rape, consume, do whatever they would do. Like, maybe we need it. Like, the likelihood is, if they're not in your group, they are a bad guy, right? Like, maybe the world is like that. I don't really know the answer to that. But I think that today it does a real disservice because the vast majority of people you run into want the same things you want. They just have different paths to get there.
DRJ, you looked surprised when Mark said that he agreed with Pizza Dude on this.
Yeah, because the whole maybe there's no bad guys thing, immediately I was like, nope, there are bad guys. There are, I've said this before, the thing about choices is after you make them, they turn around and make you. Well, some people murder, and I believe in objective morality, so I believe that's wrong.
Well, I think you want to come maybe on, the Christians have a great, and I'm super atheist here, they have a great saying, though. They say, hate the sin, not the sinner. I think that applies here extraordinarily well. I think every murderer probably has the, you know, especially those who are in the military or the police force, always have the best excuses. Right, and so telling them, oh, you're a murderer, you are evil, is never...
Well, wait a minute, but with the police force, though, I mean, they've got the brainwashing, right, to believe that when they shoot somebody, or with the military, that when they kill somebody in another country, that it's somehow justified. Do you think that, how would somebody who's just killing for the sake of killing without the whole official excuse, you know, just Charles Manson or somebody like that, although I guess he didn't do the actual killing. But my point being, like a serial killer, who's a Jeffrey Dahmer, the clown guy, what was his name? John Gacy?
Gacy.
Gacy. You know, somebody like that. I mean,
how many of those do you think there are? Maybe in 6 billion people, there's, I don't know, 1,000. But
are they, you know, do they think they're good people? Like, I get the point you're making, and I tend to agree with it, but I think Derek Jay's making a good counter to it. You know, I think that most people believe they're doing the right thing, otherwise they wouldn't do it. People going into government, even though we know that they're using force against peaceful people, and it's not right to do that, it's not right to threaten people, they believe the ends justify the means, and they think that this is going to help society, and that you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet. They probably wouldn't qualify themselves as evil people, so I agree to that extent. I don't know what a John Wayne Gacy or Jeffrey Dahmer would think about their own actions.
My point is to say here that I think you're extraordinarily underselling the number of people who are, you know, crazy like John Wayne Gacy or whatever. I think there's such a small minority. You say most. I think it's probably a percentage somewhere near 99.9% of all humanity. I think most
probably
is
true.
Too timid of a word. And so I think, when people come on to this radio show, you know, sometimes they're racist or sometimes they're from Arizona. And we have a tendency to think that they're after us and that maybe, you know, they don't want to cooperate.
What do you mean they're after us?
That perhaps they have the intention of doing bad. I frequently call in and defend racists and Nazis, and like the slave trade, because I think it's important to understand that while those actions were evil, they weren't so bad, right? They had bad outcomes.
I don't really understand where you're coming from there.
What wasn't so bad
about slavery?
Well, who would pick the
racism?
I mean, I think is what the question would be.
I don't know. You figure it out.
I think I understand sort of where Pizza Guy's coming from. He said that he's a super atheist, and I would be on the same page there. I was raised a Christian, now an atheist, and I understand sort of your comments about not disparaging people or putting them down. Is that sort of where you're coming from? Like, you mentioned, don't tell people, like, you're evil. And I wouldn't do that, but the point of...
I wouldn't do that either. I would say, that's wrong.
Yeah, well...
What you're doing is wrong.
The point of figuring out who's good and evil is not so that you can tell them that. It's so that you can learn from it and guide yourself through this world and figure out who you want to be around based on their patterns of behavior.
I think that people are looking for and maybe waiting for that great and powerful atrocity when really it's all around us. And I think that the scales of history create a perspective where these great evil things look so obviously dark and evil, you know, looking back on them.
Like the Holocaust.
But when you were living in them, they were really quite more mundane, right?
Mostly you didn't know, as I understood it.
Right. I don't know if it would feel too mundane to be locked in a camp and then thrown in an oven.
Yeah, or what about the stories of people who heard the screams from the trains that were passing by?
There
was mundane
Guantanamo Bay right now being tortured and waterboarded. I mean, you know, yeah, that's pretty evil as well. But the world's mundane. That's what I'm trying to say is that.
All right, hang on. I think we can continue the conversation in a moment here. I'm not sure if I really understand what he's getting at. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Now, did Hitler think he was evil? I doubt it. It's Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features you'll find there. freetalklive.com. And if you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It's a global private network, a global virtual private network. And when you're connected to ProXPN, your connection to the internet is encrypted, meaning your internet service provider will be clueless about what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging all the sites you're visiting. You can stop that from happening. Go and just get started with ProXPN. Download their free software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, as well. Plus, if you are a Linux user, there's a different setup for you, but it's actually pretty easy to do. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. Grab the software, and when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. You can use promo code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of their annual account, breaking the price down to around $5 a month. Save even more with Bitcoin by paying for the annual account and using code FTLBTC, and you get 62% off of that annual account. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So use promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We've got Pizza Dude on the line here, and I'm a little bit bewildered by some of the things he's saying about, well, I kind of agreed with the premise, but Derek J, I also agree with where you're coming from. My understanding of the premise, and Mark, you say you're really kind of getting where he's coming from, so I'd like you to sort of recap what he's been getting at so far. But my understanding has been that, well, all people, you know, believe they're good, that what they're doing they wouldn't do if they didn't think it was the right thing to do.
And it may be a hard decision to make in many cases, but it has to be. It's for the best.
Derek J brought up, you know, psychopaths, killers, that kind of thing. You know, what about them? Mark, what's your interpretation of what Pizza Dude's saying here?
I think that, first off,
the
Pizza Dude is dismissing psychopaths because he's saying, look, you're talking about 0.1% of the population. I'm not talking about those nuts. I'm talking about the regular population, which I don't believe are necessarily good or bad. I believe that they operate by incentives, and they've been taught all their life that if you act good, that, you know, that the incentives will be in your favor in that case. So, you know, I think that that's sort of where we're going here. But I think that people do choose to do the right thing. They want to do the right thing, and they're willing to make sacrifices from a societal level. They'll all act like a petty dictator and make this a hard decision. And, you know, that's sort of where we're coming from. Is that about right?
Sure. Well, and I think that loving your enemy means you have to look for the biggest enemy you can find and start there. And so I always go for the most disgusting, abhorrent individuals that you can think of, because when you start there, when you can look at a historical Hitler in the eye in your mind and say, you know what, dude, I see where you were coming from, and I forgive you. That forgiveness, I think that's where it
has to start. I think it's important to point out that you're Jewish too.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ethnically, I am Jewish, but you know, Nazis have never.
If you can see where he's coming from, what does that mean? Because you made some disturbing statements before about, you know, past trauma like that, like the Holocaust was mundane when you were in it, and I don't know if I agree with that. But what is it that you agree with where they were coming from, or where Hitler was coming from?
It's about having perspective and a sense of proportion to understand that these great atrocities, you don't have one Goliath of evil, right? It's not Hitler. If Hitler hadn't been there, somebody else would have stepped in. If you think about, like, even if we want to get in the weeds of Nazi Germany, if you think about the Jews, they were an immigrant population who had all these different religious things that allowed them to take certain advantages of the marketplace, and there was a lot of resentment. If it hadn't been Hitler, would have been somebody else who had stepped up and been like, oh, we need to stop this, right? Just like people hate Muslims right now.
Well, I don't know if that's true, let me address that with the Jews right now. So obviously what's true up to that point with is the, you know, the dislike of Jews in Europe was certainly rife, and you can still see it today in certain people. Like, you can talk to people and hear this sort of attitude. But I think what the Holocaust did was it turned a corner when it came to hate of Jews. Like, now, before the Holocaust, it was okay to dislike Jews for whatever reason you dislike Jews. After the Holocaust, you are an effing Nazi if you hate Jews. So, like, there's a turn because something so horrible occurred. Without the Holocaust, we may very well be living in a world where it is still okay to just dislike Jews because they're Jewish.
Well, that's certainly a very speculative statement. I mean, we didn't need a Holocaust to make it so that slavery was unacceptable to people.
But
we didn't need a Holocaust.
But you have a hate of blacks in this country that still hasn't changed.
We didn't need a Holocaust to have more acceptance of gay people in the United States. So
still plenty of hating on gays.
There's plenty of hate on Jews, too.
I'm not advocating for Holocausts, Ian.
The war on drugs is just as bad as Nazi Germany, I guess is what I'm saying. And the only way you can see that perspective and understand that...
Wait a minute. There are no ovens during the drug war.
There's just mass incarceration.
Can you really make that comparison?
Okay, fine.
So mass incarceration and forced labor.
Yeah, that's one of the apologetics of Nazi Germany. There were no ovens in Nazi Germany either. They had crematoriums that when the Americans showed up, they're like, oh, no, we need to run away. And what are you going to do, leave them behind to tell the Americans where they went or bring them with you? Well, they brought them with them. We call those death marches. Or they executed them because they couldn't leave the prisoners behind. And so it was a bad decision in a bad situation when they got caught at the end. All they really wanted to do.
Are you saying? I can't say I'm an expert on World War II. Are you claiming that the execution of Jewish people and others, because other people were executed as well, was due to logistics and not due to wanting to exterminate people?
Yes, definitely. There were atrocities. There were lampshades made of human flesh and terrible experiments done all in the name of science. But, yes, the, like, rounding them up, throwing them into ovens, that was like, oh, no, we're overpopulated. What do we do? I don't know. We'll take the lowest-ranking ones and destroy them.
I think diminishes the value of those lives. I mean, like, you know, obviously these people were sick that they could just think that way. Oh, well, we've got to lighten the load a little bit here. Let's just set some people on fire.
I'm saying the opposite.
Psycho stuff.
I'm saying that by putting on a pedestal those single large atrocities, it diminishes the collective myriad of tiny atrocities that happen day to day, every day around this world all the time. The world is a sick, evil, and terrible place, and there really are
Wait, weren't you just arguing that people are good? Now you're saying the world is a sick, evil place?
Yes, it's a sick, evil place filled with people.
Your opinion, man.
No.
It's a dizzying opinion.
This is the scariest part, and this is what keeps me up at night. This is what's so scary, is that this world we have with all the sickness and all the atrocity, this is what it looks like when everyone's doing their best.
Like, wow, that's a really negative viewpoint. I bet Mark agrees with you because he's got a real similar sick viewpoint.
I don't know. I think that
you say things about not, you know, believing in people and things like that.
What do you mean?
I've heard you say things that are like very kind of.
Oh yeah, I generally think about 80% of the population is dogs. But.
Sick.
And it's not that I think you should necessarily treat them like dogs. I think they act like them. They come when called. They heal when told. You know, that's what they are. They are human dogs. But
see, I have a totally different viewpoint. I think the world is a wonderful place, and there's so much good in the world, and whatever evil there is very minimal compared to all of the good in the world. And
that's why we're
able to go around, walk down the street, and enjoy our lives and have so much leisure because we're not constantly concerned about being, you know, destroyed by people when we're out in the streets and tackled and torn limb from
bad dogs.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Pizza Dude, your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, just that, you know, love and peace is the answer, and the only way you're going to find that is by forgiving everybody so that you can identify what the real evil actions are to stamp those outcomes.
I agree with forgiveness. The viewpoint on the world, though, not so much. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Is the world an evil place filled with good people? Very strange. What do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country.
But yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial in here, toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. The decision from the grand jury in Ferguson is expected here in, about an hour and a half, hour and 15 minutes or so. We'll give you the details on that as we learn more. There's apparently some protests that have already begun. We can give you an update on that story. Of course, also other stuff to talk about tonight.
Let's protest things that have not yet occurred.
Including gay jeans. Not like jeans you wear, but jeans that sort of make up biology. And also a police chief who is actually revealing the brutality is it his own department, DSJ?
Yes.
Shocking story. We'll hopefully get a chance to talk about that, too, especially amongst the news about Ferguson, where likely we will be seeing the police misbehaving in short order. Do you guys have any more comments on this idea that the world is an evil place? I'd like to hear, Derek J., I guess, your thoughts on that assertion, because our last caller, Pizza Dude, suggested first this bizarre, contradictory-sounding position that most people in the world are good. In fact, he said 99.9% of them, they believe that they're good, but yet he said this is a evil world. What do you think about that?
Sure. So here's what I've learned about the world so far. It's all in your head. Everything is all in your head. So you've got a whole big world out there, and you have to use your imagination. And the quote I was just saying to Mark here earlier during the break was, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And I say that because it is all in your head. The world starts with your attitude first. So, like, you are the person experiencing this reality, so your perception is where everything starts. And so if you adjust that perception, that lens, to capture certain things, that's what you'll see. And so people who adopt this lens of the world's a bad place, that's what they see. And they get that confirmation bias. Yeah. And so when people change their attitude, which is really the only thing you can change, right? The only thing you can control, you can't control what goes on in the world out there, but you can control your own attitude and your own perception of the world, and then you start to see the nice things.
So I totally agree.
If you color your lens with optimism, do you then see truth? Is what I want to know. Because what I really want to know is truth. I don't want to know, I don't want a colored lens of pessimism, and I don't want a colored lens of optimism. I want to know what the truth in the world is. And if, when you say, it's all in my head, here's a question that kind of comes up for me. Are you saying that you're saying that your reality is your perception? And are you saying that I'm some kind of automaton here to help you experience the world you need to experience? Or am I a real live, living, breathing human being, or just a perception that you're having?
Well, I wouldn't know the difference.
Okay. Yeah, you can't prove it's anything but a perception.
I declare myself a real live living human being.
Very persuasive.
And I believe you. I treat you like a real person too.
It's a good idea, and I've had a very difficult time deciding that the rest of you people are real. But I'll go ahead and say that the best way to handle this is to treat you as though you are. Okay.
I tend to agree.
So, about this lens of truth thing, if I choose to see the world in an optimistic manner, mm-hmm. am I then choosing to see the world in a way that is untrue?
Or is reality...
I'm asking a question. You don't answer it with a question, Mr. Philosopher. Answer the damn question.
Well, I have no answer for you, but what I was
the
going to say...
The answer is yes. If you color your lens with optimism, you no longer...
You are
truth.
Presuming that there's an objective reality.
You're right, I am. I have to operate.
Oh,
so are you.
I assume
because
there's
you
an
look
objective
both ways.
Reality.
Before you walk across
but
the street,
but you can't prove it.
You look both ways. You cannot prove it, but I can prove your ass will be dead if you walk in front of enough cars.
Mm. Well, to argue against an objective reality would be to use words and meanings that have an objective meaning, and you would to make the argument, you would be using objective reality. So it sort of is self-implosive.
Run that by me one more time.
If I were to say there's no such thing as objective truth, and well, then, I'm using words that have meaning that we both agree have the same objective meaning.
It doesn't
so I'm
sound
using,
like your mom should
Yeah, right.
So there
that's how you would correctly make the argument.
Yeah, no. Truth.
Oh no, what you're talking about is sure we have definitions of words within our apparently existing reality. But if what Derek J was saying before is true, and that is that your thoughts sort of affect your experiences and what's coming to you.
I don't claim they don't.
Then that could suggest, so the many worlds theory or whatever, the idea that, every choice that you make sort of branches off a new universe. There's a chance that...
A theory is a scientific term that means that there's some proof to suggest that what the hell you're talking about has any validity. What you're talking about is a fantasy.
What about a hypothesis? It's a hypothesis, right?
You can't prove what I'm saying.
Before the fine theory.
You can't prove what I'm saying. I'll admit that. But you also can't prove that there's objective reality.
I think that there, yes, I don't have to because you prove every day there's objective reality.
What is that supposed to mean?
You get pricked, you bleed.
Yeah, everyone
that doesn't prove anything.
Everyone acts like there is objective.
Right.
Certainly.
And it's in your best interest to act as though there
is. Because there is!
You can't prove it, though. Sorry.
I don't need to.
You can't even prove you're here. I mean, you can't, all you can know
when
is
your
what
basis
your senses
of,
are
when the basis of your argument is blue is not blue, you have no
That's
argument.
That's not my argument. That's not my argument at all.
But I understand where you're coming from, Mark, with the problem with people coloring their lenses of perception and saying, I'm going to see the world this way or I'm going to see the world that way. And they're not seeing the truth. Like, that is a great concern to me. Like, am I finding the truth? And do you need to color your lens of reality in order to have happiness? Well, I should hope not. I should hope that truth would bring us to happiness without the lens.
For the caller earlier, the truth is that the world is an evil place, but for you, that's not it's not your truth.
I don't think that that's what he said. He said that people are sort of good, and that in the process of being good, they can do many evil things. I believe
he said the world is an evil place.
The worst sort of evil is a person who has reached great status that believes they're doing something good.
I agree with that. Mark's in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Mark.
Oh, hello. I'd like to bring up a topic about how small local governments are good. Like, first of all, I want to say, like, I agree with most of what you guys say, and I like your ideas and everything, but I think you're kind of wrong on one topic.
What's that?
Or maybe don't think it through. Like, if you let the free market decide on good and service, I think that can be bad. And let me give you my example.
Sure.
I lived in a community up in Ohio. It was a small community, and the government, you know, provided all the services like most do with the garbage pickup and the clear the road, snow plow, and all that sort of thing. Police, fire. And our taxes were what I would consider relatively low, and they provided a lot of service. And I feel like if you let the free market decide on these services, and I just want to use like garbage pickup for an example, I think it's careful what you wish for, because in something like that where they're going to pick, you know, let everybody decide who's going to pick up your garbage, for example, different companies competing for that, I think that could be a fail, because I think a lot of people, well, maybe not a lot, but a few people will decide, well, you know, I don't have to pay for it out of my taxes anymore. I got to pick somebody. Well, I'm just going to throw my garbage in my neighbor's pile, or I'm going to let my garbage stack up for a month, and then maybe I'll call somebody. So I think a lot of times a local small government is good and it works.
I'll take that one. So here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's a town of 22,000, not exactly a hamlet, we have private garbage pickup. And, you know, the pricing is commensurate to what I was used to in Sarasota, Florida, not exactly a hamlet either, where they had public garbage pickup. But I've got to say the one difference is that in Sarasota, your garbage had to be in separate containers. Your little sticks had to be tied in bundles and in certain lengths when you had your yard trash out. They would literally leave trash on your lawn if it was not properly collated, spindled, and alphabetically filed. I mean, they would do things like that. Alphabetically filed, obviously, that's not literally. But they will leave trash on your lawn if it does not meet their standards. Here, I do not have such trouble. And we don't have people who apparently, I have not seen in the 8 years living in Keene, New Hampshire, the problem that you're talking about, this person that allows garbage to pile up. Or you
know. I have seen when I first got this, when we moved here, this studio that we're broadcasting from was a duplex home. And one of the sides of the duplex, there was garbage piled in the back, bags of garbage. I don't know how many weeks worth of it. Maybe they didn't contract.
Yeah, that sounds right.
You know,
yeah.
They were renters and they
forgot that situation.
Oh, throw it in the back room. But that doesn't justify having forced garbage pickup, forcing everybody to pay into the same monopoly group. I want to bring you back, Mark, if you've got time. We'll hold you.
I get the same prices and better service now.
Yeah, we'll bring you back here in moments. You can continue to explain why local government, he says, is good. It's Free Talk Live.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.